Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The new Family Birthing Center at Pella Regional is opening soon. Let's go in depth with Karen Westerkamp, manager of obstetrics. Big day coming up, Family Birthing Center. You've been working on this for years, haven't you?
Probably about 2 years ago, we realized that the space that we had, where the OB department is now, we were quickly outgrowing that with the number of babies and with the new technology that was coming. Our unit wasn't able to manage both of those. So 2 years ago, November, we boarded a airplane and went to Kansas City and to Omaha to look at facilities, and also did a road trip to Minnesota to look at two facilities that were recommended to us. And the first trip, the first facility we looked at, we fell in love with. And we fell in love with that because of the use of their space, but also how they designed their units so that it was no medical equipment was seen. It was very non-medically looking, and yet it took care of the needs of laboring moms and babies. So we incorporated the best of those six places that we visited, and we think that we have come up with what we felt was our passion for this unit, which would be a warm, serene, non-medical place to have your babies. We also have changed the name of our department from the OB department to Family Birthing Center because we feel and we know that it's a family that is involved in all of our new babies.
Okay, so we just come up the elevator, and I'm looking at beautiful wood floors, nice warm, do you call that a cream-colored wall?
I would call it a cream-colored wall,
but
yeah.
It's very warm, mm-hmm. And as you said, and I come up, and we see Family Birthing Center, but there's a desk here?
Right. We have our unit to keep our babies and moms safe is a locked unit. And we felt that having a welcome center out here would help new visitors to our facility and new patients to our facility acquire access into our department. And also, we can help them find their way around Pella Regional Health Center with that. So it is a welcome center. When we open and we're opening the last week of August, there will be volunteers who staff this for 12 hours a day. So we're thankful for the volunteers who have offered to help us with that. The other part of this welcome center is that we do have a larger dedicated waiting room for families. And as you can see, it's still in the process of getting set up. We look for this to be completed by August 14th. And it was very important for us to create a waiting room that gave family space that they needed. So there will be different arrangements of chairs and couches so that families that are together can be together. We added a booth, which may sound kind of unusual for us, but we felt this area would provide space for families to eat, to play cards, to visit. So as you can see, it still needs a little bit of work done, but I anticipate this week it will be completed.
So in like a nice restaurant booth to sit in.
A nice restaurant booth.
Mm-hmm. And rooms for kids to play. And like, yes. How many families you think can fit in here?
Well, that will depend on how big the families are, I think. Okay. I think it could probably accommodate 20 people very comfortably. We'll have an area for coffee, a TV. We have USB ports for computer use in their own bathroom.
And lots of plug-ins for our electronics.
Lots of plugs in for electronics.
That's one of my big needs as plug-ins. Right. And you go to a lot of places that don't have enough.
Right. And so, you know, the other part of this, too, is that we need to plan for the future for 20 years from now. And, you know, technologically, I don't know if anybody really knows what that looks like, but we put plenty of plug-ins for. Now, this room right now is a waiting room, but as we grow, it will be turned into labor room number one, and we will do some remodeling, and then the waiting room will be moved down the hall in what is called Sheldon space now.
Sheldon's what?
Sheldon. Just Sheldon. Space.
Oh, okay. I thought Sheldon was somebody that worked here or something.
No, just space that as we grow, we can grow into that space.
I see.
So.
More in depth.
after this. I continued my conversation with Karen Westerkamp, manager of obstetrics, about the new family birthing center at Pella Regional. In this window here, what's this? What am I looking at here?
This is the nursery. And as of right now, we do have a nursery. It is rather small, and so we realized many of the facilities we looked at had nurseries, but they were looking at turning them into office space. We felt the population we take care of here in Pella do utilize the nursery during the nighttime, and we want to still to be able to offer that to our patients. So,
yep. So we have a lineup of babies here.
And the other unique thing is that we do have two big windows that they can come and look, siblings and other people can come and look at the babies. And we have a dedicated space in that nursery to take care of our babies that need extra support.
Well, how many babies you think might be here at one time? It could be potentially none or seven, or how many can you handle?
I think the most we've had is 12, and the nursery is built to handle 10. Many moms keep their babies with them in the room during the day and in the evening also. So I think 12. This whole unit was designed to support 600 deliveries a year,
which is up from the, you were constantly breaking records. It seems a few years ago it was like 400. It was a big deal when you hit 400, and then now where are you at?
Last year we had 539 deliveries, and this year we're on target to do that again.
Okay, so what's down this hallway?
Okay, so these are the entryways to the labor and delivery, and these doors will be locked. Okay. And so that is one of the goals of the volunteers, to open the door for them.
So like the dad can come in, or grandma or whoever?
Right. Open visiting.
Okay.
So all of the rooms, the rooms on the curb and down the hall are labor, delivery, and postpartum rooms. And when we open, we will have 7 of those rooms.
And these are huge.
They're much bigger than the rooms downstairs. And I think the design with this room is, when you walked in here, did you see anything medical, Bob?
No, absolutely not. I see some shelving, cabinetry, and I presume there's going to be beds.
So over here to your left is where we will keep the infant warmer, and that infant warmer is an important part of piece of equipment that we need to take care of our babies when they're first born. So it stays in its cabinet, and then when we're done, we pull it out. We'll pull these doors shut, and it just looks like a wardrobe.
Exactly, and then there's air, oxygen if you need it.
Mm-hmm. And vacuum. So then, and here's the bathroom, and this is new for all of our patients. We'll have their own whirlpool. Right now, they share it with a patient next door, but right now, when we move up here, each room has their own. They can labor in here, they can use it after delivery. The important thing about the whirlpools are that they are air, they are not water, so there's no water that stays in the pipes, and that's a good thing for infection control.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm struck by how big this is. I'm going to pace this off for people. So okay. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big strides across. I mean, that's big.
That's big. And we've made, like the flooring we're on now, you can tell it's two-tone. This designates the nurse's side, and then where Billy is standing over there, that is going to be family side, and we'll have a pull-out sofa, a light, a table, and a rocking chair on that side. So behind you, so as this is the nurse's side, this is where the fetal monitor will sit. Okay. And then here is where we have hidden the oxygen and vacuum for if the mom needs it. And then we got new Skystron lights, and they're all located in here also. And these are lights that we use for delivery or for examination.
Well, it's so cool. Everything is hidden. There's not, it's more like home. It's not like a big sterile medical facility with the equipment all overhanging all over the place.
Right. You know, people will say, what are you most excited about? And I mean, we love the space and we love what they have done, but in each of the patient rooms is a little bathing sink for the baby, so we can give the babies their baths here. And they all came with little baby bumps here, so the baby's bottom will fit. So we're very excited about this addition to our...
And you just hold the baby's head. And...
Yeah, we put the baby that way, and yeah. And this was a tip that we picked up from one of the hospitals. So we're excited. And I think the moms and dads and kiddos, the siblings of the baby, will be excited too to help with the bath.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Karen Westerkamp, manager of obstetrics, about the new family birthing center at Pella Regional. And it's got great natural light. Do all the rooms have natural light like this?
They all do. And it was important for us to realize that sometimes moms don't like all that light. So we have installed two different shades in each of the rooms. And one shade is a light blocking or blackening shade. This one is if they want a little bit of light.
Okay.
So we hope that we can allow a little bit of light through here. If that's more to their liking, or if they want full sunshine, we can put it in there.
Whatever they want.
Now, I don't know, Bob, have you noticed as we've come along, this is all on a curve.
And yes, so, I noticed that.
Yeah, so up above you too, in this room, like the bulkhead is curved. So it did stretch our contractor and architect's skills or imagination a little bit to how we all gonna make this work. All the bathrooms in each room are a little bit different because of on the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And we followed the same window placement as down on the new med surg unit.
I don't know if I should say this or not, but it's curvy like mom is.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
So here is our nurses station out here, and it's, as you can tell, quite a large
Very nice.
Nurses station. And one thing is, when people come up, they're not going to see this, but we're going to be able to see that. We will be able to see the monitor, what the monitor strips are doing, and then the video surveillance camera.
Wow. And so there's video in every room, or
there's
just in the hallways?
Or? Cameras will, for security. Will
we be. Need to monitor how people are doing.
Well, we need to know who's in our unit and what is going on is the main thing.
Right.
And after hours, then our IT department has researched and given us the most up-to-date technology for us to communicate with people behind the doors. So in order for you to get in these locked doors, you need to have a badge, or you will need to be let in by staff or by the volunteers. You just cannot walk into this department.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's keeping our moms and babies safe. So this is this area. We have a dedicated medication room, which we haven't had downstairs. And you see these little boxes every place. These are all what we call card readers. So people with their card can get in.
Yeah, the people that are authorized to get in there
right.
can get in. Otherwise,
right.
nobody else
right.
can't have a dad wandering around and just open the door.
Right. This is a dictation room for the doctors, so we've looked after them and given them their space.
You're showing me this, and I keep thinking it's like a fine resort.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like it's going to be a destination, isn't it, when women in the area are thinking, if I can go to just an okay old place or I can go to a beautiful new resort-like place, they're going to pick the resort. And so this is becomes then a tool for further growth and providing the best facility that you can, the most comfortable one for giving birth.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a period of what's called a halo period after you open a new unit that you see an influx of patients coming because it's new. And, you know, the unit is great and we love it and it's going to be great for our patients. But, you know, the care that they receive is, I think, is above all what's most important. And when we designed this unit, I mean, it was about caring for our patients and giving them what they need. So, and hopefully we have designed this unit for the next 20 years and for over 600 babies.
And so have you picked an opening day? Are you having some kind of a celebration?
That's a very good question. On August 27th, we will have a ribbon cutting at 12:30 and a blessing for the unit. And then we will have a community open house from 1 to 4. And then depending on our census in the department we're in now, the move date will either be the 29th or the 30th of August.
I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun when that first mom walks in the door or is wheeled in or whatever. That's going to be a big day. Mm-hmm.
That will be a big day. And I think it's excitement for them. We have some special things planned for that first baby that is born here. And we look forward to that. We're pretty excited as a unit to be able to offer this and to work in this area.
Thanks to Karen Westerkamp for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.